From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's attack in Nice, France. It remains unclear whether there was any direct connection between the French-Tunisian attacker and the terrorist group. 84 people were killed when the attacker mowed them down with his truck during Bastille Day celebrations. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reporting.
Behind the lines of red and white police tape, investigators sifting through the wreckage began shedding light on the man behind the tragedy. Mohamed Laouej Boulel, a 31-year-old Tunisian-born Frenchman known to police for armed violence. Intelligence officials and experts say the picture emerging of Boulel is worrisome and in line with some of those involved in the Paris and Brussels attacks. Increasingly, officials say, Islamic State seems to be seeking out petty criminals and the mentally ill to turn them into weapons. Former U.S. State Department agent Stratford's Scott Stewart via Skype.
The idea is to kind of motivate these folks to conduct very simple attacks using things they're capable of using close to where they live.
Intelligence officials warn the prospect for more similar attacks will remain high, at least for the near future. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of Turkish citizens took to the streets of Ankara, Istanbul, and other cities late Saturday to show their support for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after a failed coup attempt by some of the country's military. Reports about how many people were killed in clashes during the coup attempt have varied, but the very latest number available as of Saturday night was 265 dead, including many civilians. This is VOA News. Scores of demonstrators in Vietnam's capital gathered to support an international tribunal's rejection of China's claim in the South China Sea were hustled away by police before their rally started. Vietnam has a history of clamping down on protest, fearful the rallies could stir dissent. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration recently ruled against China in a case filed by the Philippines about China's historical claim to about 90% of the South China Sea. China refused to participate in any of the hearings and said it would not comply with any decisions by the tribunal. Six governments have overlapping territorial claims in the South China Sea. They are China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Taiwan, Malaysia, and Brunei. Protesters marched in the Australian city of Melbourne today in a show of solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. More than 3,000 people took part in that rally, which was monitored by a large group of police. Liz Cambage is a professional basketball player.
To be honest, it's hard growing up a person of color in Australia. It doesn't matter if it's here or America. Indigenous Australians get arrested every day for things they do not do. And it's right here. Look at it. Look at everyone coming together right now. This is so important. But every country, darker people are treated badly. Why is that? Why is it to be a person of colour you get treated badly? And today we're here together and we're trying to end this. We're trying to end racism everywhere. Australia, America, whatever country it is, it needs to stop.
The Black Lives Matter movement originated in the United States and has campaigned against violence toward black people after the highly publicized deaths of African American men in encounters with police. The world's athletes and anti-doping leaders have drafted a letter calling for the removal of all Russian athletes from the upcoming Olympic Games in Brazil. The letter will be sent to Olympic officials after the results of an investigation are released about Russia's alleged state-sponsored doping program conducted by Russian officials at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Doping violations have already resulted in the exclusion of almost all the entire Russian track and field team from the Rio Games. Two athletes were exempted because they went through anti-doping systems in other countries. And a U.S. appeals court has ruled that a lower court was wrong to allow the Navy to use sonar that could harm whales and other marine life in the world's oceans. The Navy had been given permission to use low-frequency sonar during peacetime maneuvers in the Pacific, Atlantic, and Indian Oceans and the Mediterranean Sea.
That's the latest world news from VOA.